A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, January 27th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about alleged xenophobic attacks in South Africa.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
The youth who are addicted to drugs, particularly Nyaope, are taking advantage of this situation. They are targeting specific items from the shops, that is cigarettes, airtime and cash. We are following up on this information and we are certain that we will effect arrests in this regard. The shops belonging to the locals as well as the foreigners have been looted. The looters up to so far are the youth. And there are very, very small number of adults. Many of our looters are the youth. And the fact that some of these looters are very much young that we could not even detain them. They were released into the custody of their parents.
Father passed away, so he left us with the shop. So I'm the one who's given the to rent. I've rented to the Pakistan. So what am I going to eat? So please, people, stop making this. Stop making this. They're not violent, these people. So why must it spread all over?
Temang fika mina ntola mashopo amakula kubulewa imduli ini babulala konke betata izinto betata la mafridge la bese yawadayisa landlan bebexotsha amaEthiopia wonke kulelinye lidubu lomuntu obentshontsha bayatshaya ke baxotsha ke khonapho ngenxa yalokho
omnye wakhona wathi siqale ngamakula silandela ngani lonke abangaphandle amaZimbabwe siyalingenela one by one. No, bamkhiphileyo imali yabo bamthathela o-TV yonke into i-property yakhe kusho khona ukuthi bafuna ukuyathengisa bazenzela imali. Ngokubona kwamaphoyisa awenza umsebenzi o-enough ngoba kube bawenza konke lokhu kuze kufike kulesi stage.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about alleged xenophobic attacks in South Africa, home to millions of Zimbabweans.
Violence and looting broke out in Soweto last week and is spreading to other areas in Gauteng province after the killing of a 14-year-old boy who was accused of trying to rob a foreign-owned shop. The shop owner allegedly shot and killed the teenager and will appear in court very soon.
South African police vowed on Friday to take a strong action against those people allegedly involved in the looting. And a civil society group says it's worrying and perplexing as to why government refuses to acknowledge that xenophobia remains a problem in South Africa. The African Diaspora Forum has written an open letter to South African President Jacob Zuma, raising concerns over what it calls the recent spate of violence in Soweto and surrounding areas. Zimbabweans have not been spared from the chaos that is currently happening in some parts of South Africa, with, of course, our reporter on the ground reporting that several Zimbabweans have actually gone into hiding. Gibbs.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. That number again, 1-202-465-0318.
Of course, reports from South Africa are saying that six people have so far been killed in this looting and violence. And of course, the South African police is also reporting that more than 170 people have been arrested. Ongo amadzadiwa nasi tinotinge tichitarisa nezviri kuitika ku South Africa uko kuri kunzi kwamuka mirijonga vamwe zvikuru sei vane zvitoro vari vekunze zvinonzi zviri kupwanywa nezvimwe zvarwa zvemusouth africa uye vamwe vakutyira kuti nyaya iyi ikaramba ichienderera mberi vamwe vakaenda kunopotera munyika yesouth africa kubva kuzimbabwe vanogona kupedzisira vabatanidzirwawo imomo tiri kunzwa kuti kusoweto vamwe vanenge vatotanga kutiza nekuti zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka nekudaro tava kunzwa kubva kwamuri kuti munoti kudii nenyaya yemhirizhonga iyoyi iri kuitika kusouth africa asi zviri kunzi hurumende yesouth africa iri kuti aiwa hapana zviya zvekuti vanhu vari kuda kuti vanganzi varida kuti nanga-nanga nevanhu vari kubva kune dzimwe nyika asi ngoti pane vamwe vanhu vashoma vavari kuti nhubu ndo vari kunzi vari kukonzera iyo nyonga-nyonga iyi Gibbs.
Yes, uri kandaba ndingatichona njani siyakwasiti kulavo avasesouth africa sevekuzwile kudala kuti kungani sokulo hlupho kancane kumbe ngiti luhlupho sibilokukhanyayo ukuthi abantu sebecabanga ukuthi sokunjengakudala laphana begijinyiswa ezitaladini bebulawa besenziwa okufana nayo ngoba abahlali kule South Africa kumbe bavela kwamanye amazwe. Yes, sizwile ke blessing ukuthi konke lokhu kuqalise ngesikhathi kudutshulwa umfana leminyaka eyi-14 okade ngani kuthiwa uhambe esitolo somuntu we-Somalia wafika watshontsha kutshontshayo wasedutshulwa kwamphana. Kodwa ke okwamanje sokulabantu abangu-6 okubikwa kuthiwa sebebulewe kuzona fit beer attack zelezi ezicatshwa ngokuthi yizosibili ngoba nxa kukhanya kule nketa bejabe ukuthi abantu abatshayelwa ama-shops ngabantu abangasiwo be-South Africa. Kuzobuya ke sizokuthiwa kulabanye asebebotshiwe kodwa amapolisa athi abanye ababotshiweyo ngabantwanyana nje ukuthi vele lokuthi umhambise esitokisini akwenzi ngoba umncane kakhulu. So abakwenzayo ukuthi bangambopha umntwana lowo sebemhambisa ebazaleni bakhe. So ke kukhanya kuyahlupha sibili kakhulu mfowethu. So abafuna ukungena ke kuhlelo khonangapho ke e-Johannesburg, khonangapho e-Cape Town, khonangapho e-Zimbabwe, le ndaweni zonke zomhlaba jikelele. Nasi nombolo lifona kanye selifona khonangapho 001-202-619-2077. Ye, kuluma nisezu.
Ongu kasezu, rukuta urwana Gibbs, vanengu wachita upinda mchurongwa. Namba zedu ndizo zi 001-202-619-2077. Makasunu nguka kuti munge mchipinda mchurongwa, tichi taura mamiru wakaita zvinhu kuSouth Africa. Kunowa, kune zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe, zvakawanda zvikuru nekudaro zvinenge zvichitika muSouth Africa. Aiwa, zvinhu zvinokonzerawo kugeda-geda kwemeno muZimbabwe. Gibbs, as they say, if South Africa catches a cold, Zimbabwe will sneeze.
Definitely, because we know that South Africa is a very powerful nation, you know. We still remember when Mandela got sick, the late Nelson Mandela got sick, there was something that happened throughout Africa, you know. The economy is actually shook, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So, of course, please do call us or you can also text us on our WhatsApp number. And the number is 001-202-465-0318. Let's talk about the violence in South Africa. And, of course, what is disturbing, Gibbs, you heard what the police officer said there from the South African police, that some of the looters are young. They cannot even arrest them. That's a sad state of affairs.
I think it's a very sad state of affairs, blessing. Taking into account that these youngsters, what are they learning from that kind of experience is really not good enough. So let's get a definition of what xenophobia is. So according to the Oxford English Dictionary, xenophobia is described as a person who is fearful or contemptuous of that which is foreign, especially of strangers or of people from different countries or cultures. I think this definition clearly dovetails what is happening in South Africa right now.
Of course, the South African government is alleging that these are not xenophobic attacks, simply because they are saying there was this 14-year-old who was shot, and this is a kind of a retaliation. People were angry that the boy was shot, and as a result, they decided to target foreign-owned shops, spazas they call them, I think, in South Africa.
That's it, yes.
So they are saying you cannot equate them to the xenophobic attacks that happened several years ago.
Yes. I think we've got our first guest, who is Mr. Gift Eklon, who is a Zimbabwean living in South Africa. And I'm told his phone is giving us a problem now. So there is somebody else. I think Socks.
Do we have Mr. Chikowero, Socks?
Yes, please.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chikwere, for joining us. Of course, Mr. Chikwere is the chairperson of the Zimbabwe Diaspora Forum. Mr. Chikwere, what is your take on this violence that is happening in South Africa, with Soweto being the epicenter?
Well, I think it is very important to note some of the events that have been taking place before we come to this particular one. Mm-hmm. Of late, you see, anything happened, say an armed robbery happened, or a crime whereby people lose their lives happened, and it is discovered that the perpetrators of that violence are non-South Africans. Mm-hmm. You do listen to the studio, to the 702 radio stations where people will be calling in, condemning criminality to say this is criminal, we don't condone this, foreigners, this is not xenophobic, it's criminal, you are a foreigner and you are here committing crime, either you must be arrested or you must be deported back home. Mm-hmm. But to this particular one, this boy is 14 years old, this boy is engaged in criminal activity, trying to rob a shop, and he is shot. He was not alone. There were more than seven. And when the shot was fired, unfortunately, he is shot and he dies. The very same community, the South African community, stands up and say we are defending a criminal. Mm-hmm. Then we don't really understand whether South Africa as a community, do they condone criminality or they don't? Not that I'm saying it's good that a 14-year-old boy was killed. Mm-hmm. But the way we should have approached it, this was a criminal activity. It does not warrant the community to stand up then and say we are now going to loot all the shops of the foreign nationals. Mm-hmm. It does not warrant any right-thinking person to say now all foreigners should move out. Mm-hmm. Now, when we look to this case, we see that this is it's a coordinated move. Mm-hmm. That move into Soweto. Mm-hmm. There are structures in place because some of the people who were arrested in Soweto for looting don't even stay in Soweto. They stay in Johannesburg in Hebrew, which mm-hmm. means they were a hired gang to say, right, we found an opening, can you go and do the looting? Mm-hmm. So you can see that there are structures. So anything which has got structures, it amounts to xenophobic. Mm-hmm. But this boy is a decoy. Mm-hmm. The boy, I mean, it was unfortunate that the boy was shot and he died, but he was engaging in criminal activities. They are now using that as a decoy to say, we are now coming in. And look at what happened. The incident happened in Soweto, but it has moved to Katlehong, where a young baby, a 1 month and some weeks baby died because of the very same looting which is coming from Soweto. Mm-hmm. And you can, if you trace the pattern, the same, the structures are the same which are doing that.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the South African government is saying this is just a violence, it's not a xenophobia. Do you think the South African police are doing enough to protect foreign nationals?
In fact, in terms of that, in South Africa, it's one country which I saw which is organized in terms of police forums. In every community, there is what they call police forums, where the police works with the community, it works with the foreign nationals. Mm-hmm. Those are the structures we are supposed to be using now. When this thing started, the CPF of Soweto should have stood up and say, what has happened and what are the problems? And tend by the community, not by the South Africans excluding the foreigners, tend by the community mm-hmm. to say, no, this is a criminal case. Somebody has died. Let the person who has shot somebody face the law, and the police leave the police to investigate. But the reports we are getting in Soweto, what was happening, the police are the ones who were lining people in the queue to say, right, queue here and go inside one by one, checking, looting. Don't loot more than two items. Loot one item per person. Until they decided to bring one powerful unit, which is in South Africa called the Berets, Barracks, they don't have fun. When the barracks went into the area, then the people started running out. This is today, starting from yesterday up to today. Mm-hmm. The situation has calmed down because they've taken in the barracks. Mm-hmm. But the barracks are the enforcement to the police who went there and encouraged the looting. So, yes, the police did not help the foreign nationals or the shop owners. I don't want to say foreign nationals, but the shop owners who happened to be foreign nationals, they did not help them, not until the shops were now empty, and then the barracks came in to disperse the looters. Mm-hmm. Of course, they've arrested over 100 people, but today they're arresting over 100 people because they are saying it's a criminal act. But when we look at the xenophobic attack that took place in 2008, we don't have even one person who was convicted for more than 20 people that died of that xenophobic attack.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chikowero. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the alleged xenophobic attacks in South Africa. Of course, foreign nationals are saying this is xenophobia at its best. But the South African government is saying, no, this is just a violence that was sparked by a foreign national, is Pakistan to be precise, who allegedly killed a 14-year-old boy who was trying to loot his shop, Gibbs.
Yes, because khona ngale lokho esikhona ngale eGoli. Yes, lo mnumzana u Design Ndlovu, baba Design Ndlovu ungawutshona njani? Baba Design Ndlovu.
Hello.
Eh kunjani mnumzana?
Siyaphila njani ba?
Hayi siphilile, ungaphi khona?
Hello.
Ye, ungaphi khona khona phe South Africa?
Sesoweto.
Ye, kunjani Soweto khona?
Hayi ku right ba.
Yey so kutwani kanti ngodabalo yes sokuthwa kulabantu ababo abebayo kulapha
ya kuye kwenzeka kwezindawo nothi kodwa kule side engikulo mina le side engikulo akuzange kufike
indawo la okuyo kuthwa kwini
indawo lezo bo Snake Park kuyale
oh okay
ya kodwa isese under Soweto na indawo ye under Soweto
so uzokuthwa kuhamba njani ngokuzwa kwakho sibili kuthwa kuhamba njani.
Ngizwa kuthiwa baye bangena emashopu lawa amakula bathatha izinto and kunabantu abaye bafa nokufa futhi okuyinto engekho inhle. Iye yenzeka nala engihlala khona lakhe last year I think ngabo early November something like that. Sithi abantu base-South Africa into engibonayo baletha i-discipline or ngathi i-culture leyana ababeyisebenzisa ngalesi khathi belwisana nombuso wamabhunu isesemqondweni wabo. I-ANC after ithatha umbuso azange bathithe ukuthi na umbuso sesiwuthethe kufanele abantu babehaviye kanjani, and then basasebenzisa that kind of thing ukuthi uma ngabe kunento abangajabulile ngayo bayangena ezitradini bavala izitrada bashisa yonke into, and then after that sebeqala ukuthi bayenze le nto yokulutha emashopo ngoba la endaweni engihlala kuyo last time kwakwenzeke ukuthi igesi wawungekho, i-electricity yayingekho like for 2 days and babengekho patient baqala ukutoyitoya bavala imigwaqo bashisa yonke into. And ngangiphandle kwelokishi ngavaleleka ngaphandle kwabanzima ukungena. So after that babevalile imigwaqo yonke ubona ukuthi into babeyenza ngalesi khathi belisana nombuso lo obandlululo. After sebenze konke lokhu bathola ukuthi amaphoyisa awezi baqala kungena emashopu lawa ama-foreigners lawa ama-Indians baphula yonke into lapha emashopu bathatha zonke izinto.
Ye so kodwa kini khonapho kulethusa kanganani khonokho sokwenzakala?
Angazi angeyisho sethuyile akazi noma yikuyijwayela impilo yakhona ngoba selo kungafika la e-South Africa ngishayela la eSoweto. Kodwa-ke yona yoni akukho sifu vele uma uzinto ezifana nalezo kodwa zothi
ngoba besizwe phela mnumzana Dizayo ukuthi kulabanye sebesuka eSoweto besiyahlala e-CBD e-Johannesburg kungabe kuliqiniso khonokho?
Anginasiqiniseko salokho ngoba mina ngikho kuleyo ndawo ezingishilo ekuqaleni kodwa mhlawumbe bakhona ngoba ngibaze bekhuluma nami e-reporting ngisho bakhona vele ngoba uma ngabe leyo nto isenzeka la uhlala khona vele uyawungafili isafe kahle.
Hayi kulungile kakhulu mnumzana Dizayo, siyabonga kakhulu baba.
Ngibonga mina baba.
Yeah. So according to Mr. Dizayo, you know he is not in the area where, you know, these people are attacking shops.
Mm-hmm.
But he believes that most probably the ANC could have done something soon after independence,
mm-hmm.
that is in 1994, to say the war is over, you know,
mm-hmm.
and maybe nurtured some kind of culture mm-hmm. within its people. To say, you know, you have to behave in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's got a point there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Silom Numzana, umashangane futhi ekhweni. Ba umashangane unga unjani?
Yang ngiyaphila.
Yeah, unga usepitoli.
Yang sepitoli Mamelodi.
Yeah, kunjani kola phe Mamelodi?
Eh, namhlanje kube kune meeting bathi labantu bafuze bavala amashop awo. Hey, kube kakhulu la e Mamelodi.
Eh, so bathi kumele kuhambe njani?
Kati wa mashopo wongi maskede wa nge mashopo lawa nga na mashopo na wafuzi wa hambi because wafuzi wa hambi iskadi sese kona.
Ah, so balichele kuti so kumele libo pezenu liye ngapi?
Ah, but ni vire makaya because wazi kuti kinga isupayo la gitu wazi hini. Basi abantu bangaphandle bagwele ifi leqiniso abantu bangaphandle bagwele because uyabona ukuthi abantu laba zeli bazodzekeza bathatha izinto zabantu emashop baningi bakhona abasebenzi wabantu
ngobani bola babo kenzani
abantu la eSouth Africa ingawazi ukuthi abasebenzi nawo
oye ehe
manje inkinga leyenzeka uthola ukuthi abantu bangaphandle bagwele uthola ukuthi kuna laba yenzwa kwamashop amaSomalia namaPakistan
aha uh-huh.
abantu beZimbabwe mabavela la basebenza vele ama general job la uthola ukuthi abanye basebenza ama kitchen abanye basebenza ama garden manje bagwela abantu la manje bagcina manje bangasasebenzi nabo awona
ah
manje kufana nokuthi lekhaya uthola ukuthi umuntu uthola ukuthi urenovate isikole wena uhlezi khona lapho and uwalapho uthola ukuthi umunye lo arenovate ku maybe uphume Harare ngizokufana ntsela ku maybe uphume Harare but uwala eZimbabwe
yeah
azo renovate isikolo la eBlawayo wena uhlezi wena nawe uyibuildar yakhona vele nokupenda nokwakho manje niyo into le ihluphayo ukuthi abantu bangaphandle bagcwele kakhulu and abantu bamaPakistan wazi ukuthi wenzani isera zabo and amagcwele so banamashopo amashopo abaqatha abantu baseSouth Africa abanye balungisa amafoni amafoni akona banopothu nabo because uyayisi uyalungisa bakhipha lo mchini lo ngathi ayi-original bafaka lo fake
Ah.
Kwa pambili ya buyela ulwa nao. Manje izi kizakona zininga kuhuli ziba kukulumile kula mshanganeni lawa sela kwa kukulumile leko mjela kona lo.
So abate we kuna pe mshanganeni ngobani?
Kwa hongi mshangani mwabizi mshangani pela i komiti mwabizi mshangani mwenye mwenye ufuzi uye mshanganeni.
Ah. So wakate nguyo zibambile mshanganeni mbani?
Halo?
Wakate nguye ochea imiting yanko na mbani mshanganeni lo?
Umukhala leSouth Africa yeye committee yakho.
Aha, aha.
Ya.
Siyakuzwa ayiqedisa ke khona posisi.
Ah, sikhuke kakhulu. Manje mina ngifuna ukumuva ngiyohlala la eDrobheni Street le levalungwini, ngifuna indawo khona because hey la angisifethi because hey.
Mm.
Awu.
Hayi siyakuzwa mashangane kodwa ube careful sibili. Eh ubasophe khona.
Okay.
Sibongile kakhulu mashangane.
Ya.
Yeah, so according to Mr. Mashangan, he's in Pretoria. He says there was a meeting that was held today by some South Africans who actually made some kind of orders to say all shops that are owned by foreigners should close down.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the day, even foreigners should actually move out of the place.
Mm-hmm.
So he says people are very much afraid of what is going on there. But then he raised a certain point here.
Mm-hmm.
He says there are so many foreigners that are in the area where he is, to the extent that South Africans are not getting jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So he says even Pakistanis mm-hmm. that own some shops don't even employ South Africans.
Mm-hmm.
So this is maybe the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
South Africans are jobless, according mm-hmm. to him.
Mm-hmm. Maybe let's bring mm-hmm. in Mr. one of our, I mean, our second guest, that is Mr. Gift Eglon, a Zimbabwean living in South Africa. Mr. Eglon, good evening.
Good evening to you, sir. How are you?
We are doing great. And, let's talk about the job situation in South Africa. Why is there so much tension between South Africans and immigrants?
Well, the biggest challenge that I feel is competency mm-hmm. in terms of the skill on the job, with the hands-on knowledge on the jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You'd find that most of the foreign nationals are. Whatever they do, if they say they know how to fix a computer,
mm-hmm.
they are highly skilled.
Mm-hmm.
as compared to the local people. Mm-hmm. So the employers naturally tend to look for that element that they cannot find easily locally. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the
Mr. Eglon, is it not the problem that the foreigners, because they are desperate, they can charge less? This becomes cheap labor. So
that's among other things. Mm-hmm. The other thing is that foreigners are willing to compromise even mm-hmm. with the employer or with whoever wants the job to be done. Whether they are doing it under a company or as individuals, if it's under a company, they are willing to negotiate their salary to a certain level. Mm-hmm. You know, then it becomes cheap labor for the employer. Mm-hmm. Or if they are like a contractor, they are willing to bring down their tariff or competitive enough that it will be difficult for the owner of the job to deny them, to turn them down. Then it becomes cheap labor. Some really take advantage. And the other fears are that when they employ a South African, any squabble between a South African and the South African employee and the employer, they threaten to go to the CCMA, where you have now to go and pay them this and that. They are so quick to react to that, which makes employers also very, very hesitant to employ the locals, but not completely that the locals are unemployed. Mm-hmm. That is a bit not quite true. But on the private job market, mm-hmm. that is where they are not finding their leg.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Eglon. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about alleged xenophobic attacks. That is what foreigners in South Africa or immigrants and migrants in South Africa are claiming. But of course, the South African government is saying these are not xenophobic attacks, but it's just violence in retaliation to the killing of a 14-year-old South African boy by a Pakistani man. They are saying this then sparked the violence. Regaitiende kuna baba cheni zavari parunare magadi.
Nafara magadi.
Aiwa tiripo. Murukuo na se miri jonga iru South Africa.
Ndo na kuto ya chokwa di buru wangu. Hapana miri jonga ya kanya nyeri kui tika pati. Nya ye chokwa di buru. Kiri mafore na tandika. Tino gara minika ya wame wani. Isusu wacho anuya tisno kuzani zakafane shikikai. Mm-hmm. This is not the first time it has happened. Mm-hmm. My Pakistanis, the Somalis, a lot of respect to Penny Wamala. Last time, I came to the Kani 11 years ago, Kalina, and watching for the upper sweet. And your sweet one is less than, I don't know, it's less than 20 cents. Singa, I would have affiliations. And the one who knows, one of the Gofung gamers. After all, my name is one of Mikai Momo. And it's not a man. Then you may have foot on Bay, which was the one of the foreign assistants, no concern, Chimbava. He took what that's Kuyamba. Fiyama Zimbabwe, this is Uganda Yoga, Mum Pretoria, Ninandi, Uganda Marawa statue, Mutaunu. One no rope guy, Momo, another one, Mapanga, and also one foot in the matter, Mazatius and Dogs.
He took what they reached to Babachi and it's around Murungo, Tio. Unfortunately for our radio listeners, it ends here. But, of course, we are streaming live, so go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. Mr. Achkoere, Mr. Eglon, and Baba Cheniza, please do stay on the line. I'm blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying, stay tuned to Zimbabwe.